வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 50, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 3rd of August, 1975, in Detroit, Michigan.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam.
The mind is the 16th item, and above the mind, the soul is the 17th item. He is the living being, therefore he is one only. In cooperation with the other 15 items, along with the mind, the living entity is enjoying the material world alone. The instruments are the 5 sense organs, the 5 working organs, the 5 objects of the senses. Thus the mind is 16, and the living entity himself is 17. In this way, the living entity is enjoying different situations of 3 types, namely happiness, distress, or a mixture of both.
Panchavi kurute shartham, panchavi datha panchavi, ekastu sarasena trin sayana saptu dasosmate. So, we are fallen into great ocean of nescience, covered. First of all, the 5 senses, knowledge, acquiring senses, Gyanendriya and Karmendriya, working senses, 10, and sense object. We have got eyes, therefore eyes are engaged for seeing something beautiful. Roop, rosh, rosh means taste. That is the business of the tongue. And to see beautiful things, that is the business of the eyes. Roop, rosh, sabda. Sabda means sound. The ear, we have got ear, we want to hear nice songs, music, radio, television. So the ear is there, the objects are there. Roop, rasa, sabda, gandha, smelling. There is good odor also, bad odor also. Roop, rasa, gandha, sabda, sparsha. In this way, we are entangled, completely under the laws of material nature. I am the spirit soul, saptadasa. I have given my power of attorney to the mind, and mind is creating different varieties of the saptadasparsa. Rupa, rasa, gandha, sabda, sparsha. In this way, life after life, as it is explained in the previous verse, yathāgnyas tamasā upāsti bhaktam evahi nabeda purva aparam nasta janma smitistatha. So, nasta janma, I do not know means I cannot remember what I did in my past life and what is going to happen in the next life. In ignorance, tamasa, agga tamasa upaste. This is tamago. The present life, as it is, we try to enjoy. That's all. Without caring for the next life, or without understanding what was my past life. But human beings should be intelligent enough. You know, why I am enjoying, I am suffering, the other person he is differently enjoying a suffering, differently. Why the differences are there? This is intelligence. Why not one kind of enjoyment? Why not everyone millionaire? Why not everyone pauper or poor? There are varieties. They do not consider it. They are so full, they should. So why I am put into this condition, why he is put in the another condition, why the other is put in another condition? That is called tamasa. They do not care to know also. Tamasa. Tamasa acham. This is not life. This is animal life. Therefore, Vedic injunction is, don't keep in this animal life. Tamasi ma, don't keep yourself in this darkness. Jyotirgama, come to the light. So, Jyotirgama means, that is tapasya. To come to the platform of light, it requires tapasya, austerity. That is required. The human life is meant for tapasya, to come to the light platform. Tapo dibbam putra kajena suddheta satya. Tamasik or tamas or darkness means just like a person, he is attacked with tuberculosis, but he doesn't care for it. But intelligent man goes to the physician, asks that why I am suffering, what is the medicine? That is intelligence. So, human life begins when one is inquisitive to know why I am suffering. That is human life. And if he keeps himself in darkness, oh, this is suffering, is suffering, let me enjoy. Sometimes they want to forget the suffering by another suffering, drinking or LSD, to forget suffering. There is another suffering. Another suffering so much so that one becomes crazy and commits suicide. This is going on. A very precarious life, and human life is the only opportunity to rectify these mistakes and come to his original position, constitutional position, means the spiritual platform. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kankati samas sarveshu bhuteshu madhvakti labhati param. That is wanted. Brahma bhuta. As soon as one becomes Brahma bhuta, then immediately he becomes prasannatma, jubilant. Just like one is suffering from a disease, and somewhere or other, when he is relieved from that disease, immediately becomes jubilant. That is required. That is wanted. Brahma bhuta prasannatma. And when one becomes jubilant, then in that attitude one can enter into devotional service of the Lord. Not in the material condition, which is always suffering. Dukkhalayam asasa. But we go on suffering just like animals. Animal is being taken to the slaughterhouse, still he is eating very jubilantly. Next item, he will be killed. So this kind of consciousness is called animal consciousness. Jashyatu buddhi kunapeti dhaduti sadhik kalatra dishubhavamo ijjadhi jatith buddhi salilena karhichi saeva gokhara. Gokhara. So this Krishna consciousness movement means to deliver people from this ignorance platform and bring him to the light platform and knowledge platform so that one can understand what is his constitutional position, how he can stop the sufferings of life, and how one can become eternally blissful life of knowledge. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has given us the Sikhasta Cheta Darpana Marjanam by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. As the Bhagavad says, tapasa. Tapasa means by undergoing severe austerities, penances. Tapasa brahmacharyena samena damena va. This is the instruction in this Shastra. One has to become perfect by tapasa, by austerities. Tapasa brahmacharyena, and becoming brahmachari, life of celibacy, controlling the sex desire, this is tapasa. Tapasa brahmacharya, samena damena. These things are education. And what is this nonsense education? How to become a big mechanics or motor car parts? This is not education. This is Shudra. Shudra education. It is not education. It is called Silpa. Silpa Vidya, Brahma Vidya. Vidya means Brahma Vidya. Therefore, in the Vedic society, education was meant for the Brahmins. Education was not meant for the Shudras. Education was meant for the Brahmins and partially of the Kshatriyas. Neither of the Vaishyas nor of the Shudras. What education? Vaishyas' livelihood is, or his occupational duties, how to produce food, how to give protection to the cows, and if there is excess stock, how to trade with it. So anyone can learn by seeing only. He doesn't require any high education. If the father is tilling the field, the son can learn it by seeing it. The father, just like in Vrindavan, Krishna is going to tend the cows and calves of Nanda Maharaj. There is no education. It can be learned simply by seeing others doing that. So at the present moment, education means many Indians are coming to America to learn how to polish motor car parts or how to create technology. This is not education. This is not education. But the Europeans and Americans, they are going to India for learning Brahma Vidya. That is education. Europeans and Americans, when they go to Vrindavan and Mayapur, they do not go there to see how we have manufactured cycle and machine for sewing. They have seen enough of this. We may be very proud in India, now we are manufacturing cycle and sewing machine or some motor parts. Advance. This is not advance. Education means how to make one Brahmana, how to teach him, how he becomes sense-controlled, sama, dama, mind-controlled, how to become truthful, how to become clean, how to become simple, how to become full of knowledge, how to apply knowledge in practical life, how to know God. This is education. This is education. So, the present situation of the human civilization is very, very dark, tamasha. They want to live in the city without working for producing their food, and there are butchers, they kill innocent animals, and in the city they eat the meat, and to digest they drink and work like hogs and dogs whole day and night. This is civilization. This is not civilization. This is darkness, darkness of life. So we are in the darkness of life at the present moment because it is Kali Yuga and the system is always there. So long the material world is there and the living entities are fallen in this material world. So they are implicated, more or less. So in the Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, they are not so implicated as they are implicated at this moment, Kali Yuga, because the age of misunderstanding and the duration of age is also very short. Prayano alpa ayusha. In this age, people are living not very long, although the limit is 100 years. Nobody is living 100 years. It is reduced, more and more. In the Kali Yuga, the memory will be reduced, the duration of life will be reduced, the strength of the body will be reduced, people's sense of mercifulness will be reduced. In this way, there are 8 items mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It will be reduced. So this is the age of Kali, and we are in darkness and mode of life just like animals. So this is our position. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, He is sympathetic. He comes. Therefore, He came in the Dwapara Yuga, by the end of Dwapara Yuga, and He left behind Him this Bhagavad Gita, being merciful upon this condition so that you make your life perfect by reading this Bhagavad Gita. I am leaving behind Him. Arjuna is my friend. So, in the way of questions and answers, and in the way of Arjuna's falling in difficulty, Arjuna was not difficult. He is personal friend of Krishna. But in order to derive the instruction of Bhagavad Gita, he showed himself as in ignorance. The benefit is our that we have got this Bhagavad Gita. But still, we are so fallen because he, Krishna, said that sarva-dharmān parityajyamāmi gaṁ-saraṇaṁ bhaja. Therefore, people misunderstood. Again Krishna came in this Kali Yuga as Chaitanya Mahāprabhu. Krishnāya Krishna Chaitanya nāmi. The Rūpa Goswāmī, he prayed to Chaitanya Mahāprabhu, Namo Mahāvadānāya. Krishna came. That's all right. But he was not so liberal. He wanted, first of all, surrender. Sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ bhaja. Aṁ tvā sarva-pāpe bhava-mokkhaiṣa. Krishna made condition. Krishna is personal, Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. He came to show His mercy, and therefore He left Bhagavad Gita to be read by common, any common man can understand. But the rascals are so rigid that they will misinterpret. Krishna left it for reading it by everyone. Any common man can understand. Dharma khetri, kuru khetri, samavita, jidhisava. This is the beginning. Any common man can understand that kuru khetra is still there and it is dharma khetra. Still people go there to take bath in the Brahmakunda during lunar and solar eclipse. It is a great dharma kshetra, but they will interpret dharma kshetra, kurukshetra means this body. Where they get this meaning, where is the dictionary? No, because he is scholar, he has invented some meaning. This is going on, and people are misled. So the time is very, very bad, and even there is attempt to deliver them, they are so rigid and so stubborn, dog obstinacy. They want to remain in the doggish condition of life. It is very, very difficult. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind. Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita, Manushyanam sahasyeshu kaschid jatati siddhay. Jatatam api siddhyanam kaschid vetrimam tattat. To understand Krishna is not so easy thing. Manushyanam sahasyeshu, after many, many millions of persons, one tries to become siddha. Siddha means to understand what he is. Gyan, that is Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. And jatatamapi siddhanam, just like there are two classes of transcendentalism, the Mayavadi and the Vaishnava. That is all over the world. The Mayavadi, they are supposed to be siddhas. They are not siddha, but they are trying to become siddha, to understand the spiritual position. Neti, neti, I am not this, I am not this, I am not this. But they are not siddhas. Siddhas, when they will understand that Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Samahatma Sudullava. When they will understand Krishna, that Krishna is everything. Samahatma, that Mahatma, not this ordinary Mahatma. Narayan, Namo Narayan. He is ordinary. So Mahasudullava, very rare Mahatma. Who is? Vasudeva Sarvamiti. So Mahatma, Vasudeva, Krishna is everything. That is Siddha. Siddha. And again, Jatatama Visiddhyanam Kaschid Vetrimantata. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very kind that without considering whether he is a Siddha or a Vidya or anything else, let them take Krishna Prema. Therefore, Rupa Goswami prayed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nama Mahavadanaya Krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namine gauratise namah. He understood that here is Krishna, but he has come now in the most liberal way. Everyone is giving Krishna prema. How? Chant Hare Krishna, dance, and become a lover of Krishna. So nice. Simply by chanting and dancing, one is becoming practical. It is all these boys and girls, 4 or 5 years ago, they did not know who is Krishna. That is surprising to everyone. The whole world is praising this movement because they see practically that how these European, American boys and girls are so much absorbed in the thought of Krishna. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gift. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prima Pradaya. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne. So very simple thing. Don't think I have played something wonder. No, it is not my wonder. The process is wonderful. The process itself, you have to simply accept, then your life will be successful. That it is not that Bhaktivedanta Swami has brought this. They say, they give me the credit, that is my good fortune also. But actually, I am just like a peon, I am brought. But I am delivering it without any adulteration. That may be my credit. And if you take it without any adulteration and practice it, then your life is successful. This is the secret of success. Chant, dance, take prasadam, live very happily, and look very brilliant, and next life go to home, back to garden. So kindly, I am very pleased that you are doing nicely, but don't be proud. Always remain humble, meek, that I am nothing, I cannot, that will be nice. And if you think now I have become liberated, I can chant and dance, no, don't think that. That like even Chaitanya Charitamrita author, he says, Purisher ki thaite moise logisht. I am lower than the worm in the stool. Jagai madhai hoite moise papisht. I am more sinner than jagai madhai. In this way, that is not artificial. A Vaishnava must think like that I am rotten, I have no value. Don't be proud. Then the things will go on nicely. And as soon as you become proud, then Maya, yes, you are God, come on. I'll kick you on your face, come on. These rascals becomes God, and the Maya kicks on the face, and they think that they have become God. Don't become like that. Always remain humble servant and you'll be happy. Thank you very much.